CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. It's a great privilege to be in the Gannon Room on the third deck of the Army-Navy Club in Farragut Square in Washington with three gentlemen to help me deal with the problem before us. We didn't ask for this. We didn't go looking for it. We didn't invent it. Xi Jinping most recently threatened Taiwan directly. He has a Navy, an Air Force, and an Army capable of overwhelming Taiwan's defenses unless. So we begin now with the first island chain. These are terms of art, but you need to understand the geography here. Jerry, I start with you because you and I have talked about the first island chain for a great amount of time. My understanding is that the Chinese see the first island chain as an obstacle for their deploying into the Pacific. But they don't need to deploy into the Pacific in order to overrun Taiwan, or do they?
No, they don't. In fact, they've got to cross about 110 to 120 nautical miles of water space in order to do that invasion. And in fact, from a geostrategic sense, you know, first island chain, a lot of times, historically, China thought of that as a barrier that people would have to fight their way in. It was sort of a wall. In post-World War II, they thought of the first island chain as something that we would have to fight through. Now they view it as a constraining, that it's something that sort of locks them in. And in fact, Taiwan is the plug that sort of locks up the Chinese fleets, their northern fleet, their central fleet, and the southern fleet, and keeps it sort of inside that. And they're really keen to figure out how to break out. So gaining control of Taiwan is really China's key to the vast Pacific. And so that's why they have such a focus on it, other than political reasons of recovering their lost province, is it has a geostrategic importance to them. So, I think that first island chain has now become an obstacle, a barrier to the Chinese.
Sonny, I look at my map in my mind, Japan, the Philippines, down to Australia, through Indonesia. Taiwan is mentioned. However, there's this exception in the first island chain. It's the South China Sea, the militarized islands. Is that a fresh strategic problem that needs to be solved? Or do we get more of this passivity that we've had these last years, allowing the Chinese to clearly violate all sense of order and put in air defense identification zones, ground air missiles? You understand, Admiral. Do we let that happen?
We don't let that happen. The government of the Republic of the Philippines went to the World Court in Belgium in 2016, and the adjudication was that China was at fault for extending their reach and putting militarization of islands in the form of airfields, surface-to-air missile launching platforms, things of this nature. And right now, even every day, you read about freedom of the sea exercises where our ships are being challenged by Chinese forces in those areas. And it's essential that we do this to defend a first island chain, but also defend our friends in the Philippines.
Bridge, denial defense. Is your measure of denial defense, and we're going to come to the people of Taiwan in a moment, but I want to start with what the Navy is doing now. Freedom of navigation, freedom of operations, FOPs, right, Jerry?
FONOPS. Freedom of Navigation Operations.
I love these guys. They know acronyms that I don't, so I stumble through them. FONOPS. Is that adequate, Bridge? Because we see oft times now the Chinese use it as propaganda to show that the Americans or the Allies are provocative. Do FONOPS add anything to the defense picture?
Not really. I don't think the FONOPS are that significant. And I mean, we've been doing FONOPS, and the Chinese have continued militarizing the South China Sea and threatening Taiwan. I think the critical thing the Navy needs to laser focus in on is the ability to contribute to the full-scale war. The large attack against Taiwan needs to be ready there. And I'm not convinced that it is. I think it needs that in the near term. The defense minister of Taiwan last week said that their assessment is that China may already have the ability to subordinate Taiwan, and by the middle of the decade will be able to do so easily. And that tracks with Admiral Davidson's assessment back in April that there could be a window before 2027. So we are an urgent problem. So it's kind of, to use a naval term, it's all hands on deck, and we need to throw everything at the problem to be ready. I think, you know, given the historical tinge of our discussion here, I think what you were asking Jerry earlier, I mean, Taiwan, you know, MacArthur referred to it as the unsinkable aircraft carrier. I think something that's important for listeners is that, you know, while military affairs, and these gentlemen are more expert than I on it, but while it has changed, the fundamentals are pretty similar. You still need gas to power aircraft, you need to, you know, power most vehicles and ships. Weapons can travel some distance, but I think Jerry's famous report about the carrier air wing, I think you may have pointed out that the unrefueled range of the F-35 is not that much longer than a Hellcat, right, from World War II. So you still need to get around. And actually, I think if China subordinates Taiwan, unfortunately, scenarios like the Philippine Sea and the contest over the Marshalls and the Marianas may become more, and particularly sea control issues, may become more relevant. And so we don't want to get to that point. We want to hold the line at Taiwan so we don't have to get into that.
We're going scenario. To Taiwan, but a minute for you, Jerry. The South China Sea, the islands that have been militarized, do they need to be taken off the map before there's an adequate defense?
Well, I think actually the Chinese, whether they know it or not, have invited us, they provided us with convenient targets. First of all, they're not Chinese territory. They're not recognized under international law. They're artificial constructs. They're not islands. They're illegal in the way that they were created. And they're not Chinese territory. So if I was looking for a nice, convenient place where I'm going to hit first to send a message, it will be those four constructs where I'll take out and demilitarize those. They may be called provocative, but it's not.
Captain Jerry Hendricks, the author of To Provide and Maintain a Navy, Why Naval Primacy is America's First Best Strategy, Rear Admiral Edward Sonny Masso, U.S. Navy retired Executive Director of the Naval Historical Foundation, and Bridge Colby, the author of The Strategy of Denial, American Defense in an Age of Great Power Conflict. Gentlemen, it's time to go to Taiwan. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.